We are back feeling good. This is episode 42.
42?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We haven't been saying the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is episode 42. And I mean, it should be more. keep that in mind.
The dead episodes.
Yeah. You're very impressed. And then there's like there are weeks. We missed almost almost 2 months with the move.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It felt like a lot. We missed a lot. Right? So this is 42. Still impressive. I didn't mean to take the wind out of our sails like that.
Yeah.
Let's be impressed. We did something. We didn't do all 42. Dave Topper did a couple of them.
Oh, okay.
Right, I don't know if I started it back from zero. Yeah, right? Remember? Remember early in the game?
Yeah.
But, the ones that mattered.
Yeah.
Here we are.
42.
Episode 42. Feeling good. The champ is here. So let's talk about, we're going to just hop right into this. Ansley just won a jiu-jitsu tournament. She won her weight class.
Yes.
There was no
absolute.
It was just weight class. And it was a fundraiser tournament
for cancer.
It was pretty cool. And you went in there and you got it done. How do you feel good? You feel good? So let's talk about it. So how did you feel leading up to it? How did you feel about making weight?
I was pretty nervous leading up to it. It's a lot to anticipate, you know? Yeah.
Well, let's start with the weight thing first. So how did you feel about making weight?
Oh, leading up that week before, I was nervous about it. But then, by the night before, I was like, oh, this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
I knew stepping on that scale would be okay.
Yeah.
But, I cut out sugar. And so I felt good about that.
That was good because I know the tournament before.
Yeah.
When there was a weight cut that we had to, you had to get under a certain weight.
Yeah.
It was we were doing a weight cut.
Yeah.
You know, and that was that was weird.
Yeah.
It could have been easier.
Yeah.
It could have been way easier. A slight change in lifestyle and you would be this weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That took some stress off of.
It did.
Signing up and paying to go fight women.
Yeah. 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 Because the whole time, I signed up to do it, go do it. And it's my brain, leading up to it, my brain was trying to find all the excuses for why I shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah.
There's a reason. I could think of a couple reasons why not to do this.
Yeah. What were your... What were your best reasons to not do it?
You could get hurt. I felt a little sick. I had a little cough.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's one of those things. It's how, fear.
Yeah.
Because it's not that you're not going to feel fear through this process.
Yeah.
Fear is going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's not the goal. The goal is to be able to keep going despite fear.
Right.
And it's an interesting process to watch a person go through. Because I'm very removed from the anxiety that you're experiencing throughout that process.
Yeah.
Because it's you sign. What? How long ago did you sign up for that?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks. So that's a month and a half.
Yeah.
Right? So immediately when you signed up, I'm pretty sure there's as soon as you hit the send button, it's just ugh.
Yeah.
But then you adjust and you're I got 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then there's some ease.
Yeah.
And then it gets to be 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
So, where do you feel you get the dread? Where do you feel your dread starts to happen?
2 weeks out is a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I live with you. I see it all. It's how do I interview you and ask questions without the answers already laced into the question? But skill wise, how did you feel leading up to it?
Felt like well, we were talking a lot about, I kept like saying, I don't quite get this, or like, I can't figure out the timing of this. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I was feeling a little frustrated, I guess, about some things. And like, we talked through it, like that, the whole idea that there's not timing. It's not timing.
The timing,
it's not like
the timing doesn't exist in the sense that, you want to go ahead. You talk it through.
I was just gonna say that it's not that it's like when you say timing, that seems like how can you ever grasp timing? You know, like either you have it or you don't, or it's like something you need to be able to dissect and understand. But it's timing, and like you can't dissect timing.
Yeah.
But you can. But if it's when you look at it and you're like it's not timing, it's you can break it down into what it actually is, then you can work towards that. You know, like, so it was just like, it was good to talk through those things.
Yeah. So what would you say then, is your interpretation of what timing isn't, and then your interpretation of what timing is? Or say, cause it's clear, it's evident, you know, by the fact that like, you know, this competition, these were skilled blue belts, you know,
uh-huh.
Like you went up against the winner, you know, like you had a bye in the prelims.
Yeah.
And then you won your first match.
Yeah.
And then you went up against the person who won her matches.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, it was, the skill, you know, the skill was there,
mm-hmm.
but you clearly were able to, you know, for lack of a better word in the moment, you clearly were able to use timing to your advantage.
Yeah. Right?
So then what concept or what about timing before here's the question. What idea of timing did you have before that frustrated you about timing?
I thought timing was like that you had to get all these certain elements to line up perfectly. Like you were like creating, you know, it was like almost like you had to create exactly the drill that you were doing.
Yeah.
Like you had to have everything go your way. And then it was like, so it was like you do this, 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 bam, this happens. You know, like I wanted it to fall into a step-by-step process of like smoothly happening.
Yeah.
But then like, as we've talked through it and you know, it was just an idea instead of thinking about moving first and creating and being offensive and like, yeah. So that you're not letting the fight happen to you, you're making the moves. And by being able to make the moves, you can see your opportunities. Like you can't see your opportunities if you are on the defensive. So it's like, and that's what timing really is about, taking advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah. And it was awesome. It was just, it was incredible to see, because it was, that was the first time you've done multiple tournaments so far, but that was the first time that I noticed you going into it with like a heavy mental frustration.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, what do you think that came from? Because I know they're, you know, from the outside looking in, they had that the myth of the blue belt blues you hear about.
Yeah.
So where do you think, where did that little bit of frustration come from?
I don't know. I was reading a couple things about the blue belt blues.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but like, I think it's that continual, like, I think there's something about as you like, so to continue to do jiu-jitsu, you have to continue to learn at a deeper and deeper level, or else you stay stagnant, right? So you're learning. And like, we can get through a lot of life without having to learn. You know, we get to an age and it's just kind of like, it's done. You're like doing the same things over and over again, keeping the same opinions. Like you're just kind of like a little on autopilot. And like, so to like try to be, you know, proficient at something or excellent at something, you have to keep working over and over and over again. And like, that's not easy to do. Like everybody would do it if it was easy to do, you know, like, so you hit places where you're like, it's just like, ah, oh, fuck, I want to understand this. Like, come on. Like, am I there yet? Like, why don't I get timing by now? Like, like I've been doing this for 2 years. What? I should understand timing by now.
Sydney, am I retarded?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was just as, you know, for whatever part of this process that I play, it was interesting to watch you work through that and then go have to apply what the conclusions were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you know, for me to say it, like, I felt that I know that it's true. I know that there's no, for a person who was always considered to be good at timing, like, if I'm playing basketball, like, I'm good at getting steals because I know where things are going.
Right.
You know, because when I play defense, I'm not just sitting there waiting for the offense to happen to me. I'm up there. I'm disturbing the offense as much as possible.
Right.
Now I'm creating the angles where the offense can only go.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that it's timing. It's like I recognize these patterns. I know where he's going to go now.
Yeah.
I can beat you to that spot and at least, you know, create a scramble for the ball.
Yeah.
And since I'm already prepared for the scramble for the ball.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more than likely going to get that ball over the person who is trying to keep the ball.
Right.
Like, we're in very different mindsets.
Yeah.
Like, I want the scramble.
He's going, oh, shit. Like, what? I just messed up. Yeah. Like, I...
And I'm like, diving on it.
Yeah.
I'm, like, doing rolls and shit.
Yeah.
Like, military stuff. Like,
yeah. <pulling up.
laughs> Yeah, it's... No, it's... But I'm not applying these theories anymore. Like, I'm, like, spouting out bullshit. And then, you know, you know, you're trusting me.
Yeah.
And then going out into the world with it.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit. Oh, no. What have I done? Yeah. So that's just, it was, you know, for the part of the process that I play, it was just really cool to see, and it was just really cool to see a frustration be worked through and then the consequences of working through that frustration, you know, be seen immediately. And I don't think it would have mattered that you won. I mean, it's great that you won. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome to, you know, to see you up on the top of the podium and for the kids to know that, like, Finn was like, Mom, you're going to win today. You know, like, it was a cool thing. Like, your son... We drove to the tournament as a family, of course, like, and, you know, and, you know, like the whole, you know, Finn's like, you know, Mom, you're going to get first place. And he was like going through like your record of places and all your tournaments,
yeah,
you know,
what
I
mean? Stats.
Yeah, he's like going through all your stats, you know, so you're going to get first. And it was just awesome for our son to, like, you know, believe his mom was a winner.
Yeah.
You know, and then see her be a winner and not just think that it happened overnight. Like, he knows the work you put in. Like, he understands and sees that we have a room dedicated to this shit.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's awesome for a kid to be able to see that, because who doesn't want first place, right?
Right.
Who doesn't want first place?
Yeah.
That's, so yeah. So we're jacked on that.
Yeah. Good times.
The champ is here. Yeah, the champ is here, and I don't even know where do you want to go, champ? What do you want to talk about, champ?
Oh man, I don't know. I was coming in here letting you you run the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're just gonna let me guide you?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, because we're gonna have to talk about some of the things that we've already talked about. So we're not trying to recreate anything. And we were different people, because the last time we talked about this, you weren't the champ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so, but, you know, the Lakers versus the Rockets, and they had that brawl.
Yes,
and
the brawl.
And Rajon Rondo spit, maybe didn't spit, in Chris Paul's face.
Spitgate.
Yeah, spit, little spitgate action. And then Chris Paul mushed his face and then got two-pieced.
Yeah.
Rajon Rondo hit him with some flaily punches. Chris Paul had no idea what to do with his head. He was just like, oh my God, they're coming at me. He looked at each punch, hit him in the face. He, like, watched each punch. Like, he had good hand-eye coordination. it was Rajon Rondo's hand, Chris Paul's eyes. He had really good hand-eye coordination. But, so here's my favorite part about that, right? Even though all that's funny to me.
Yeah.
My favorite part about that is, so the initial fight, if nobody has seen this, so there was this Houston Rockets, that is an NBA basketball team.
Yeah.
versus the Los Angeles Lakers. What is his name? James Harden was driving to the cup.
Uh-huh.
That's the basket. This slang for basket. We call it the cup sometimes. It's just a thing we do. Not black people. Not athletic people. It's a thing like we do.
We do that.
No, but not. Come on.
Back we me do up. That. Yeah, to yeah, the cup. To the cup.
To the cup. To the cup. To the cup. Actually, yeah. Never mind. It's the thing. We black people do it. You stop it. So he's driving. Ingram, I forget his first name. Maybe James. James Ingram. But doesn't he looks like he would. No, because it was James Harden. Yeah. Right? I think Ingram has like a blacker name.
Okay.
Okay. Trayvon Ingram, whatever. So Ingram was guarding him. James Harden lowered his shoulder into him, hit him in the chest. They called a foul on Ingram. Ingram went flying. He's a skinny guy. He's taller than Harden. Skinny guy went flying, took exception to that, pushed James Harden.
Yeah.
And like, it was very immature the way he pushed him. But the moment he pushed him, it was like, as soon as the maturity level broke amongst those grown men,
yeah,
it all of a sudden mattered what haircuts they had. Like, it was ridiculous because James Harden, he has his hair in like multiple braids, uh-huh. You know, like almost Coolio style.
Does
like,
he?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it doesn't like go up and like, you know, like how Coolio had his like going up, but it's like, there's not dreads, they're braids.
Okay.
You know, but it would be like, it lays like dreads, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, but they're not. It's like the kind of hairstyle that like girls would have Brits at the end of.
Yeah.
You know, and when he it was like, as soon as he pushed James Harden, it was like, ooh, that haircut's not a good look.
Ingram had that haircut.
Yeah, Ingram has that haircut.
Yeah,
James
yeah.
Harden. I mean, James Harden still had a professional haircut through all that.
Yeah. You know.
His haircut didn't change. It was like everybody, like even like Rajon Rondo, who like allegedly spit in Chris Paul's face, yeah. He still had a professional haircut through the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, James Ingram was out there looking like a bitch. It was real bitch-like. It was weird. Yeah, I feel like you're overreacting to the fact that I said bitch, but I'm just going to move through it like it didn't happen. The champ. Come on, champ. You can't, what?
You can call him out.
Yeah.
Him and his hair.
Yeah. Where are you at? Where are you at headspace wise?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I mean, you didn't offer up any opinion on the matter.
On the hairstyle?
Yeah. No? No? Are you afraid?
Am I afraid to comment on black man's hair?
Yeah, because
looking like it belongs to little girls?
Yeah, because the next topic is Megyn Kelly in blackface. So if you're afraid... If you're afraid of this one, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Yeah. Because it's weird. It is weird, though. It's so that place that you told me about this story. I didn't even really talk about this. You just told me about the story about the town in Georgia that's like rounding up pedophiles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah.
Like that's coming up soon. Right?
Yeah.
Like we're a couple of days away from that.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Halloween.
I think it's Wednesday.
For those people is real spooky. Like yeah. The lead up to Halloween, like they're going to get rounded up.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to go sit in the room with like 25 other pedophiles.
Like, you think it's only going to be 25 in that town?
They put the number out there. It was either 25 or 85, which makes a big difference, but I forget.
I don't know how much of a difference it makes because they're still rounding them up.
Yeah. And they'll have to go hang out and stand in City Hall from 6 to 8. And some people are like, well, what about the rest of the time? Like, you should round them up all the time.
6 to 8? Yeah, because it's like if you're going to round them up, don't let them out during prime time Halloweening. Are you kidding me? You're going to like lock them all up, get them all pent up on like pedophile rate, like energy. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a room full of pedophiles. All that pedophile energy just bouncing off of each other like pinballs, like revving people up. Like I don't know what you're going to do when you get out. Yeah. And then boom, right there, prime time. Just like they were just in a room full of creepy men.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the hierarchy of pedophiles is.
I have no idea.
Do they respect each other? Are they unified?
I feel like they'd all not like each other.
I wouldn't want to associate with other pedophiles. even as a pedophile, I'd be like, oh, that's not a good look being friends with pedophiles. I'm sorry, we can't. We just can't.
I feel like every pedophile is like, yeah, you're a pedophile, but mine is a misunderstanding. Or like, yeah. Like,
I just like having sex with young boys. It's different.
Yeah.
What you do, that's gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I bet there's going to be a whole bunch of misunderstandings happening in that room.
It's so weird.
Yeah, to be a fly on the wall of that room. It's going to be littered with reporters outside of that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to take a trip. What is this?
We're not going down to the pedophile room. I'm not going. As far as I'm concerned, that place is too close already.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't understand. Have they been, like, is this in a, because you read the article, right?
Yeah.
Did they have the last year where there are a bunch of pedophile attacks on Halloween?
No.
Or just like, we'll try this now.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. There's like a new mayor and he's like trying to make a name for himself or something.
And that's like, that's why it's weird to like label anything as like racist anymore. It's people are just, that's a social experiment.
It is,
that's
yeah.
a social experiment. Most of those people, I'm sorry, listen, most pedophiles are your people. You know what I mean? Like most creepy white dudes that have weird shit going on in their basements.
Yeah.
I guess most creepy white dudes are white, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. It's, I don't feel like we're being racist.
Yeah. No. I believe this room would be majority white. Pedophile room.
Yeah. Yeah, with one black eye in there, like, this is fucking racist. Oh, I shouldn't be here. This is is it misunderstanding? Is this racist? I like to jerk off at playgrounds. It's no big deal. It's like I don't touch any body or any. I don't even touch the equipment. Yeah. No, that is the pedophile room. Sounds weird.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think they're going to? You think most of them are, like, you think it's going to be like central casting? They're going to walk in and are all going to be like kind of dressed the same, kind of look alike.
No.
Like all wearing the same khakis.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, because it would be a whole lot harder to disassociate. Like they're probably planning right now what to wear on Roundup night, right? So that they don't look like the other pedophiles.
Yeah. Like, yeah, do you prep for that night? That'd be so weird to be like, okay. Yeah.
They gotta be.
You're getting rounded up. The idea, like, you've never been rounded up.
God. It's like, I would be indignant about it because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like, spare themselves the indignity of having to, like, be rounded up and they'll just go to City Hall themselves.
Yeah, they're sending a bus around?
Yeah, I would be very indignant about it. Send a bus. I'm not leaving my house.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving my house.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come in. I'm not opening the door. You're going to have to get in here somehow.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
I don't have to do this. This is insane. This is a violation of my human rights as a pedophile. Then don't let me out.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
It's like you're either going to let me out and I'm allowed to, you know, conduct myself as a normal person who has to go around letting people know that I'm a pedophile.
Uh-huh.
Or you keep me locked up, but you can't have it both ways. You can't be rounding me up like once a year.
On my favorite night, Halloween night, when all the pedophiles come out.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, nobody, like, I'm just out, about, like, it's not even about the kids, it's about freedom. Yeah, it's just a weird way to handle that, man. And it's just, like, social experiments. He's trying to fix a problem. Like, he's trying to give comfort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like...
But it sounds like the beginning of a scary movie.
Whoa, that's at least a scary America.
It's
like once some of these people are because it's like they're not just rounding up. It's like sex offenders, right? It's people who are just sex offenders, or is it pedophiles specifically? Because that's different. Because somebody who gets caught peeing outside, Sometimes they cite them for open lewdness.
Yeah.
And that's a sexual offense.
Yeah.
And that's, which is a fucked up thing to do that happens to people,
yeah.
you know, but they have to register as sex offenders.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and you don't get to be like, it's not like I'm a class one.
Yeah.
I'm not the harmful one. There was a fluid. It was peeing. I was peeing. you know, there's no delineation.
I was just peeing outside.
Peeing outside. Like, and when I got caught peeing outside, the cops were cool about it.
Yeah.
Like they could have cited me for open lewdness, but my penis wasn't facing the public.
I guess that's a line as a cop.
Yeah. One of my cousins got arrested for pissing on a federal building.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he pee on a federal building?
It was a courthouse. He just beat a case.
Yeah.
Walked outside, turned around.
Why?
Pissed on the building. Why? Got arrested.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was he doing it out of spite?
No, Ansley, he really had to go. it was a urination emergency. Of course he was doing it out of spite. Yeah, it was dumb as fuck. Yeah, Chiron.
He did?
Yeah, it was Chiron. While we were together, he did that.
Really?
It was like right when we... No. Maybe it was like... It wasn't Chiron. I think there's an older brother. Lamont. That's who did it.
Yeah.
So this was like a while ago. We didn't know. Man, we've been together for so long. I don't know when. I don't know when we were together.
Yeah.
I was like a kid. Lamont's like my sister's age.
Oh, okay.
So he... Oh, my God. Yeah, he did that.
Hmm.
He got arrested for that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And now he's a sex offender?
Who does this suck for?
I don't know.
Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? It's... Yeah, but I don't know if he... I think they fought off the open the open lewdness situation.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't, like, exposed.
Yeah.
But they definitely... I think they definitely tried to pin the open lewdness because I think that's why I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So it was, it's a crazy world we're living out there, man.
Yeah.
You never know. Because you don't want an explanation either.
Oh, from a sex offender?
Yeah.
No.
Like if somebody knocked on your door, is like, I'm sorry, I have to tell you I'm a sex offender, but would you mind just like taking a second to hear my side of the story?
No.
Yeah. No.
Like, I'd close the door at sex offender.
Yeah.
All right, thank
it's
you.
It's like,
goodbye.
All right, just let me just, like, take a mental picture and a selfie.
Yeah.
let me just take a couple of pictures of you from different angles, have you make different faces. Do you wear glasses? Just put glasses on.
Really? Really?
Yeah. It's like, I don't believe anything this person is telling me.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't even believe this is the facial hair you normally go with. I feel like this is your door-to-door facial hair. This is like, and then you go live as something else, man. Because what would you do?
That's if you so weird.
To, right?
So
it's like, to even put your head in that mind space, you have to try.
Yeah.
They're people.
Yeah.
And you're treating them a certain type of way.
Yeah.
You have to at least try to put yourself in their shoes and imagine, like, the type of humanity that they're experiencing.
Yeah.
You know, it's man. I mean, not again. Please do not mistake that for me being a sympathizer for sex offenders.
Like, no.
It's like,
no.
You know, I'm not. You know, luckily I'm not one.
Yeah.
Because of that, your public urination citation that I got, like, the cop wasn't a dick about it.
I don't know if I could. You're a sex offender, and I had to move around and notify our neighbors. Ugh.
Yeah, but I would need you for credibility.
Yeesh.
And then it would suck. Like, people could use that against you as a parent.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I was pissing outside.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
You get so angry at the world, man.
I would be. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Goodness,
that's how you create a supervillain.
Yeah. And now they're bringing all these people together in one room.
God. If they're going to turn into like one hive mind, they're going to all link together and turn into one giant pedophile and break out of City Hall. Just going around touching kids. it's like one Voltron pedophile just going around touching kids, just grabbing them. Hi. Hey there. They're in Georgia. They have a southern accent. That has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that they're in Georgia. It's why I assume they have a Southern accent.
Yeah, man. They're at least going to exchange Facebook, like, names and stuff. Now they all know each other.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine, like, the... if, like, the who you know, like, the mutual friends part of your Facebook increases by a factor of pedophile. That would be insane.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's going to be a mixture of a lot of things. I think there's going to be some people that are going to be like, listen, we're here. We might as well make the most of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of pedophiles are probably jovial people. You know, party starters. I would imagine some of them are party starters. You know, maybe somebody's going to bring Scrabble, you know, like trivia games. Like the thing, lores. They're going to bring their lores and use them as tools to pass time, right?
Yeah.
Like anything. Bop It. They're going to bring everybody. It's like 9 men are going to show up with Bop It. is that a lore for a child? Hey, kitty. Twist it. Crank it. All right. We definitely exhausted this topic of spooky pedophiles.
Yeah, it's our Halloween.
Yeah, the Halloween episode.
Yeah, I know, from this conversation, you'd be a creepy pedophile.
I'd just be in a room trying to get other men to join me to create one. I'm telling you, if we really believe we can join together and create, we can get out of this shit. We shouldn't be here. They can't do this to us. Yeah, that would be creepy. I would be a creepy fucking pedophile. Man. Yeah, you ready to lighten this up? Here we go. So, Happy Meals, they're taking Happy Meals off the McDonald's menu. At least that's the way the article was presenting it, but they're not really taking Happy Meals off the McDonald's menu. They're not going to be at a discount anymore. They're like normally like 25 or 20% cheaper as a meal, but they're not going to be cheaper anymore.
They're not
going to
be cheaper anymore?
No, people are flipping out.
Yeah. I feel like they do this a lot. Like, this happens more often. Like, I don't know how they keep taking
Well, they're not taking the kids' meals off. They're just not making them they're just not making them cost-effective.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, that's what it is. That was, like, a large enticement for McDonald's, is that you could feed your family cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so now, I guess in an effort to fight childhood obesity, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not letting it be more cost efficient to sell kids fast food, I guess. I don't know how I feel about that, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
Because how else are irresponsible parents gonna feed their kids? Like, their kids gotta eat something.
Yeah, that's true. It's just better than nothing.
Right, you think about that. Like, think about what some kids, like the bad eating that some kids have. It's like, good God, like, just give them McDonald's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that sometimes. Like, you know, when I hear about, especially like when it's like our family members.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, good.
What's the worst, like what comes to mind when you think about like what they're eating that's worse than McDonald's?
I mean, it's like, how do I say this without calling out people?
I don't know. For what they eat, right? But that's why, because like, you've seen a lot of families, and like been on the inside and seen like, well, like that's not like not everybody's seen it all.
I've been around a lot of situations where, so for example, when I lived with my grandma, and I had different cousins that lived there as well. So one of my cousins, who, I mean, he's not exactly my age. He's like my younger brother's age, like Michael's age. But one of my cousins, his mom was on drugs. And when she had him, wasn't necessarily giving him the most stable lifestyle. So when it came time to like decide him what to eat, she would let him have whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Even if that was like tricks, you know, like if it was like cereal or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was like, if I can give him some form of happiness in this dark lifestyle that I've thrust upon him, I'm going to do it.
Right? Yeah.
So then he goes from that situation to now living with my grandmom, who in their situation is like, well, you know, because your situation sucks so badly, we're not going to make you eat different food.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We're also going to beat you in front of relatives. But that's, like, that's like neither here nor there. You know, it's it's sometimes you go out of the frying pan into the fire in situations like that, right? But, you know, that was one of the worst, because I saw how long it lasted.
Yeah.
You know, like into, like he graduated eating only chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty absurd.
Yeah.
You know, chicken nuggets and hot dogs. I don't think he ate anything more than chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah. He's a grown man that probably still eats chicken nuggets and hot dogs.
And how's his health?
I mean, he was always one of those people that was like thin but mushy.
Yeah.
You know, like he wasn't fat by any means.
Yeah.
But he was, you would never say that he was healthy looking. Right? and it's like hard to tell too, because so his mom is white.
Yeah.
And his dad is my uncle, right? My uncle, that is his dad, is barely darker than Finn.
Yeah.
You know, who my son is like, our son is like lighter than his white mother.
Yes.
you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's basically my uncle is like a shade darker than you, maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like you with a tan.
Yeah.
So it's my light uncle. And then his white mom had a kid. So Jesse is, you know how light he is.
Yeah.
Right. So, but you can't tell if his, you know, like normally with a white person, you can see the lack of health in their face because they have like yellowish skin,
yeah,
and like weird rings around their eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
But with his skin tone, you really can't see it because he has that like light. It's just weird. It's just like, is that, are you yellowing or tanning?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that jaundice? Are you bronzing? You know, it's like tough to see it, but I never thought that he necessarily looked healthy.
Yeah.
You know, especially compared to, you know, you look at him next to my brother who ate fairly healthy.
Yeah.
And they were the same exact age.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, we're looking at two different humans.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's weird. Though it's tough out there, man. And I don't even want to make this about finances, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily expensive to feed your kids healthy food.
Yeah.
Like, is it expensive to feed your kids organic foods and shit? Like,
yeah,
we don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, we can't, like, you know, we can't afford to get our kids vegetables.
Yeah.
We're talking vegetables.
You can afford vegetables.
Right.
Like, they're cheaper than like your Entenmann donuts and shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so yeah, there's this. So I wasn't even gonna plan on talking about this, but I watched a video of this girl. She started working at McDonald's when she was 17. She's been working at McDonald's for 8 years. She only makes $12 an hour. These are poverty wages. She's calling them poverty wages. She has a kid. She's like, I can barely even support my kid. You know, and she's like going on this whole campaign with like people like taking her all across the globe to like share her story. Like Bernie Sanders is like pupping her around, you know. And it's just absurd. It's an absurd thing that. So first of all, she started working at McDonald's when she was 17. She had a kid when she was 18. So it's not like wait a second, what are we saying here? You know, why should McDonald's have to pay you more for the job that they pay this wage for just because you had a kid?
Right.
Right? That's not, it's not their role. And it's like, you've been working at McDonald's for 8 years since you were 17. You're 25 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you not a shift manager?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, some of this is your fault, right?
Yeah.
You know, because you shouldn't still be a cashier at McDonald's if you're if you've been working there for 8 years.
Yeah.
So let's be real here.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the story. I don't like the implications.
Yeah.
Get a better job. You've been working at McDonald's for 8 years. You have good reference. It's McDonald's is not a bad reference. It's a job for moving like up to a better job.
Right.
It's a good job. You know, it's a solid reference job to get that next level job, to move to that next level job. But like,
yeah,
you have skills. Like, she's a pretty lady. She's articulate.
Yeah.
It's like, get a better job.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what's keeping. Yeah.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I don't feel bad for you. I don't feel bad that the wage you're making at McDonald's is not enough for you to raise a kid. It's like, well, you probably shouldn't be trying to raise a kid on the wages you're making at McDonald's. Get a better job.
Right, right. You got to better your situation. There's options. There's ways to do it.
Yeah. And it's like, her thing is like, I shouldn't have to depend on the government. It's like, wait, what? So you're not even struggling? You're getting welfare? So your issue is that you shouldn't have to depend on the government.
Yeah, so she's taking care of her kid just fine.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know, she's paying $100 a week for daycare.
Yeah.
Which is, like, very reasonable.
That is very reasonable.
Yeah. But, oh, in the I guess in the video she said she was paying $75 a week for daycare.
Okay.
Which is even more reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to misquote her.
Yeah.
Struggle. I don't want to misquote her struggle. I rounded that up to $100 for no reason at all. I don't even like her. I don't even like that chick. I'll fight her. I would fight her.
You'd fight her? That's who you'd fight?
I would love to fight her.
So you're going to beat her up. I'm going to imagine you're going to beat up a woman.
No.
And then what?
Well, we're going to fight her on her turf. Fight her in McDonald's, like on that McDonald's slippery floor, and I'm going to be wearing my regular shoes, and she's going to be wearing her McDonald's anti-stick, you know, anti-slip shoes.
Okay.
So she's kind of going to be, you know, in a home field. Her McDonald's, like, she have all sorts of advantages. Like, she can, like, you know, she knows how she can flip the fries at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you don't want to fight somebody on their home turf, so she has an advantage. It's like a Pokemon battle. Yeah. I want to give it a whirl. I want to give it. Yeah, so that's why I want to fight. That's, man, we didn't get through a lot of my topics.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Some good ones, too, man. Been reading about, learning about bricks made of urine.
Bricks made of urine?
Yeah, like Himalayan Viagra is almost, it's not extinct. What is it? It's in danger.
Himalayan Viagra?
Oh, yeah. Himalayan Viagra. You didn't know about it?
Is that like a plant? Like, what do you mean it's in danger?
It's a caterpillar fungus. It's a fungus that grows out of a caterpillar until the caterpillar dies.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of mushroom, and they find that mushroom. They, like, hunt for it, like, forage for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it makes your penis hard.
What?
Makes your penis hard.
It's going away, huh?
Yeah, because of over-harvesting and global warming and stuff.
All these men need their hard penises.
Yeah, the natural way, though. You're trying to get it naturally.
Naturally. You know,
just, like, just eating that mushroom. But that was, I watched a little, I've been watching all these, like, ridiculous little documentaries on things. I love it, man.
Yeah, you like it?
I just love the ability to, like, be informed on shit you wouldn't know about otherwise.
Mm.
In this quick little boom, now I know all about Himalayan Viagra. I just know so much about it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, yeah. Let me see. What else do we have? Pretty much that was it, I guess. Oh, uterus transplant in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, that went down. I did have Megyn Kelly's blackface situation down as a topic. That wasn't a joke. But yeah, you were feeling sensitive. The champ feels like she has something to lose now. He's like, don't take my medal away now. Yeah, you know that flaunt your wealth challenge.
Oh yeah, that was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, of Chinese people acting like they're falling out of their expensive cars and like taking pictures as if they've dropped all their expensive items and they like scattered around them.
Yeah.
What an awesome time we live in. Right?
You like that?
I just like that we have this like ridiculous spectrum where we have, you know, that happening over in China. And then over in America, you know, we got people planking. You know,
yeah,
it's just like,
yeah,
you know, it's just happening. It's going, it's happening, man. I don't know what the current trend, I don't know what the current viral, like everybody's doing this hashtag thing is for America, but it's, I just love that that's going down.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, I like it. It's good
it's
stuff.
It's positive.
Yeah, right? It's, it was something. I don't know if, I don't know if we need it. I don't know if we need half the things that I enjoy in life, but yeah. All right. Is there anybody you would fight this week other than the people you fought?
No, I think, you know, I'm like, okay, I've had, you know, that's enough fighting.
There's enough fighting for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. We're going to end this on some love. I think this is, again, another different mic setup because Ansley won't cooperate with the mic systems.
I think I need a chair. Can I have a chair?
Okay. Okay. This is. Oh, also, yeah. Like, how do you feel? Are you tired? Like, where are you at physically? I mean, that was a huge thing you did. That was just yesterday.
Yeah.
That you had that tournament, and I feel like you think you're all here. You think you're all here.
Yeah.
You know, but like, where are you body wise?
Like I'm not that sore, but I'm sore in like a, like my body is just like, oh, I'm resting now.
Yeah.
You know, but like.
It's like a central nervous system reboot.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
I just thought of that now. It's just like, again, like observing this from the outside looking in, like I'm like seeing it in you. It's like crazy to witness all these things going on. Because I know your body so well, and it's weird to, not weird, but it's really interesting to know another human body that
you
well.
Know my body.
Yeah, you made it creepy. Yeah, no, but years of just like, you know, like training with you and you know, training with you. Yeah, I think I know your body pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You trust me?
I do. I do, obviously.
Obviously. Sending you out into the world with my bullshit. Yeah. Man, we didn't even, all right, because this is definitely winding down. We didn't even get to talk about my new conspiracy
thing. Oh, no. There's another one.
Oh, my God. I'm off the level that I'm at. It's just like, and this, I got bait and switched into this. I was trying to watch a video about another, like a new breaking video about the proof of giants.
Oh, geez.
You know, like a normal guy.
Yeah.
And this, the whole entire thing was about sound and vibrations and and the way that sound created DNA and the way that space, there's like, there used to be thought to be an ether, but then like the physics, I almost called it the physics department, but like the world physicists, the world physicists came together and they like formed this physicist cabal to like convince us that everything was particles when everything really was this like, everything really is this in space, this ether, and the buzzing and the humming of space is what forms the stars and the planets and DNA and the different frequencies that it was. Oh, it's like it's hard to say it like quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm in deep. So if we get a chance to talk about this next week, because there's so many things that need to be talked about.
Okay.
Right? Because we'll leave you with this, and this is true. I've triple checked this.
Okay.
Right? There's something called sonoluminescence.
Sonoluminescence.
Right. And this is something to prove that sound. Because the Bible is saying, I think we pushed a little bit on this when we were talking about sacred knowledge, because in the beginning, there was the word. God said, let there be light, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sound is what said, let there be light. Sound created light,
right?
So that's sacred knowledge shit,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't mean that, because, you know, you want to be responsible when you're just putting sacred knowledge out there, because you don't want people to do using it all willy-nilly, and next thing you know, who knows what they're doing out there, right?
Yeah.
Trying to be responsible, but enjoy that little tip. So here's sonoluminescence. So what sonoluminescence is they use a sound frequency. They put a jar of water. I think it's in a vacuum, the jar, and they send a certain sound wave through this jar, and it creates, like in the jar of water, it creates light, like a little ball of light. Not like, it doesn't light up the whole thing. it creates a ball of light that you can like look at visually separately from the jar of water. Mm-hmm. It's wild. Mm-hmm. So it's in space, there's constant frequencies happening at all times. Even the earth rings like a bell. We'll get into that next week. It's just so much. It's just so much. Right?
Yeah.
So, but other than that, thank you for listening. We were jacked on so much in this episode.
So jacked.
You're mostly jacked on pedophile, Halloween pedophile. Right?
Couldn't get past it.
We could not get past it. It's a good thing we worked through that.
Yeah.
Because that's what this episode is about. It's about working through what you need to work through to get to the next level. And we'll come back next week when Ainsley didn't just win a jiu-jitsu tournament, mm-hmm. you know, and have to fight two women almost to the bell with both. We had one submission that was like late in the match, and the other one went all the way to the end, and it was based on points. And you had no points scored against you,
no,
at all,
none,
in neither of the matches, and that was awesome to see. Man, the hard work is paying off. I love it.
Yeah,
love it. All right, let's go train your body.